Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are in connection with Navina Satta from Sardinia Film Commission. Good morning, Navina.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Angelo.
And we are here to talk about a very specific thing. We are here to talk about the American film market and the where your film commission participates. We are making these talks in the frame of the Italian Film Commission Association. So I would like to ask you, how was this experience from a distance to the American to the American
big distance
market?
Well, completely weird, I must say. I've been used to go to the American film market in presence for so many years that doing it from Sardinia in the middle of the Mediterranean was sincerely awkward. First of all, it's amazing because technically it's easier. You are potentially able to connect with everybody, and it was a very positive experience, for instance, in the ability we had to reconnect extensively with all the global film commissions, with the associations, the networks, and that worked really, really well. It was a little bit more complicated because, as you know, in the markets, a lot of your activities are in presence, often done, I would say, almost accidentally. You know, like we train ourselves to do elevator pitches, but then you do a lot of networking events, sharing a cocktail or, you know, doing the queue for a meal, and that is when you can actually meet producers that didn't find the time to release their agenda for your, you know, small business and public institution. But you can do really great work. And this, of course, was much more difficult to achieve in these forms. So we were not able to get all the, key players of the industry connected with us directly, though it was really spectacular how they built the panels, and the opportunity to know more and to update our training was very, very good for my team.
Listen, I want to ask you one thing that could be that is always intrigued me. Participating to an international film market as a film commission, so without having anything to sell or not wanting to buy anything because you're not producing or distributing anything. So in this specific situation of an online business,
what are you doing there? You're basically
how can you manage to actually do some work and be able to grab people's attention? Because, you know, as you said, if you're there talking with people, walking around the booths is easier. But how can you actually optimize your investment of time and money? Because there is a fee to pay to be part of the American film market. So,
well, first of all, let's remember we participate as a system. So it's the cinema made in Italy that participate as a group. With the film commissions, we have the Association of Producers, Istituto Luce, and that brings an incredible strength because now you are, you know, there as a national industry that proposes itself. Film commissions are a key element not only to promote the territories and the professionals that work in their territories, but also to meet the producers that are there finding partners with their, you know, financial incentives and other services that we offer. But the other element that was very important, let's remember this year, for instance, the Location Managers Guild Award went to the Toscana Film Commission as the most innovative film commission on the planet, which was a great thing for them, but was also a great thing for us all, because it brought Italy on the spotlight. A lot of big, you know, Hollywood films were shot in Italy this year and are still on the go. And we, paradoxically, in the year of COVID, where we were worried everything would be stopped, we had an incredible multiplication of productions in our territories. So this is a good thing. So we go there primarily to remind producers and key players that we have a lot to offer, not only great locations, but amazing network of professionals. A lot of investment is starting to join us in these experiences, like, you know, local entrepreneurs partners that offer special things, and they can be also part of the storytelling of special projects. We are also very happy because we were there as Sardinia, but as you know, we had this great production of European co-productions that are now getting to the visibility. For instance, the film that was shot in Capoboy, sold by Netflix globally and was online at the end of November, has now become the entry of Austria as their film for the Oscars. So imagine that we also bring catalogs of films that were shot in our territory. And I think what is very important, you know how diverse and rich is the variety of the Italian film commissions. And we love to say that sometimes, you know, by various reasons, including the budget, not all the territories can be at these markets, but we feel the responsibility of suggesting other regions, for instance, to projects that approach us and need, for instance, I don't know, you know, the castles, and they should go to Valle d'Aosta instead of coming to Sardinia. So it is also an opportunity to bridge our colleagues with our, you know, international networking. And this is a great sense of strength, I think, that we are delivering worldwide.
Mm-hmm. What was the most tiring thing to do in order to
How many hours do you have?
Oh, wait, I have plenty of time today. You know, I'm home, so if you want to chat, I'm here to chat. No, I mean in terms of using those new tools that are online film markets for a film commission. I mean, for everybody, but especially for you. Which are the most tricky things?
Let's be fair. Yeah, there were, I mean, you know, we tried the first big market that we did together virtually was Cannes, and it was very annoying because everything was a technological issue. So this has been partially resolved, but as you know, because you are everywhere in the festivals, there are often serious problems with the technology, mostly when you are dealing with a global audience that is connected, like in our case, for conferences at 2 a.m. So, you know, I was picturing my team awake at 2 a.m. in the middle of Sardinia and then getting a delay of like half an hour for something. Or even worse, the American film market for us was a horror in terms of queuing for the events because booking, as you know, Americans love to book things in advance.
Yes.
Booking was over, so everything was sold out from the very beginning. And so we had to queue to get in the empty spot. So you really had to be online in real time, and that was a little bit annoying. Nonetheless, I think, well, I told you the other thing that was a little bit upsetting, and it has been actually part of the debate we are having also now with the partners of the European Film Commissions. What can we do and create to make sure that the producers and the big players don't consider us just annoying, you know, little dots in their agenda? Because they know that we have potential, but the markets for them are mostly a buy and sell practice.
Exactly.
So it is true what you are saying. If we don't have rights to sell a library, and if we are just introducing that, it's enough that we send the email, which is what we do. We basically spend hours and days sending massive emails with our links, and often you have the feeling that these emails are not even seen.
It's a thread that can be annoying but not interesting.
Yeah, because you can do it with everything commissioned, you know. And so what we did, though, we said at one point with Gemma Lynch, our head of production, we were targeting the American film market together, and we were so busy during the daytime in Sardinia doing, you know, running the productions. And then at night, we had this double life of chasing the empty spot at the American film market. It was really not so much fun this year, I must say. And the other thing that I think makes us you know, really reconsider how can we participate more effectively in these video, you know, visual markets is what kind of material do you prepare? Clearly, you can't just propose what is already on your website or what you sent in the newsletter. You need to think something very different. And when we are in person, you know very well, you know, it's like a joke, but it's not a joke, but offering a local glass of wine and a special food from your region really connects empathically and emotionally people to who you are.
I did it for many years, and I know that it works. It works.
Yeah, and it works really nicely. And it's the excuse to speak about, you know, the red wine that you're carrying. sharing as different from the one that, you know, your friends from Tuscany or from Veneto can carry. And that is also a way to make it more human. Our business is made by people. We have always to keep this in mind. So we are still struggling to find a more, I would say, human way to connect with these platforms and be there without just becoming, you know, the nagging, you know, one or two.
Yeah, I think because this is the key thing, because, you know, I think it's very difficult to grab attention if you have nothing actually real and fast to communicate. But listen, what is going to happen with the Berlinale this year?
You know, we don't have we had unofficial news that were, I understand, published with a kind of a, you know, a scoop by Variety the other day. So what I tell you is what we read in the news.
There was a confirmation yesterday by the official confirmation by Carlo Chatrian.
But as because there were various rumors of Berlinale being the market, partially hold on in presence and maybe move to April, but at the end it's going to be at the beginning of March, and we are all excited because we are building with them a strategy. So, you know, the EFM has been always, you know, because of our being Europeans, a strategic key point in our calendar for the year. So we are working with them to identify some areas where we are all very engaged. And as you can imagine, you know, our obsession on sustainability and the green protocols, this is becoming a very significant agenda for everybody, because the way that health and safety has connected with COVID is actually opening up great opportunities also for the eco managers and the green protocols. There is great work done also by, you know, by us Italians. In particular, Trentino is really pushing the European agenda on sharing a unique protocol for the green strategies on set. There is a great conversation on equal representation. You saw what happened with Erimage and the female-male presence on the production teams. And this is going to be, you know, the new normal. And we're very excited about this acknowledgement that the years of advocacy and fights have actually paid off this, you know, awareness that everybody is now taking for granted. And it's great because it's, I think it's going to push everybody's sensibility to a different level. And, you know, we're always... I don't know if you stumble over this audio by Tom Cruise that was screaming on set.
No, I read about it. I didn't hear it, but I read about it.
It was great. It was one of those little moments where you're like, okay, this is why celebrities are important, because having a person like, you know, he's there also the executive producer, so he also has a responsibility in the safety.
A huge one.
And it's like saying, you guys are not just doing this for yourself, but we have the spotlight of the world. And if we fail, nobody's going to believe that this is the way it should go. Everybody must be extra careful. Social distancing is not an option. And, you know, even the wearing the masks all the time, even when you are shooting an action scene in an action movie, is actually a matter of social responsibility. I think that we are living a momentum that we really have to consider a great possibility. You know, it's paradoxical to say this because, as you know, our industry is living, on one end, is like if we are on steroids, running as crazy as ever. And on the other hand, we have the other half of our body, which is victim of a stroke, and it's completely paralyzed. And we think about the theater being shut down for so many months, companies that are really collapsing, distributions that are really at the verge of shutting down and bankruptcy. And we are at the same time living this enthusiastic, you know, new life for production. We really must consider that we are one body.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So this is going to lead, I think, the conversation on the markets also to this sense of, okay, we are one thing. We are organically
one
body.
Yeah, this is also a kind of political conversation to be done, because it's not only a matter of choice of the market, but it's a matter of political choices of single countries to know that the film industry is a whole that is composed by production and distribution and theaters. So no one can be left behind.
I agree. And directors without audience. Directors without audience would not make sense. I think there is also, this is going to, so I'm telling you this because I think this is going to also affect how the Berlinale market will work. And I think that the great news of this increase in the budget of the EU Creative Euro Fund is a great encouragement for producers and companies, and I think that we will have to consider the new role of upcoming platforms. You know, you saw that not only the controversial presentation of the minister in Italy, Franceschini, about what he called the Italian Netflix, but now even smaller distributors, like yesterday I Wonder, released the news that they're launching a VOD platform for their library. So I think that there is going to be interesting update and changes in the capacity of entrepreneurship that our industry once again will deliver. And I'm very excited. I think we have to be responsible and, as usual, make as sustainable as possible our business. But it's a great opportunity for new coming talents, new faces, new voices to be heard and being seen globally. So,
New ways of doing business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Creativity. Keeping in mind, will rule the world in the next year.
Well, I think there is no other way. You know, it's such a shitty time. Let's be very French on this.
And,
but it's really complicated. And if we don't give hope, we are so privileged and we are so lucky that we are dealing with, you know, representing relationships, dramas, happiness. And this is a moment where we really have to have the social responsibility of building hope, even in the way we make our jobs. And I think it's going to be a very exciting 2021. So I'm very thankful to you for this chat. I always miss meeting you guys.
Yeah, and this is not the last one, because we are going to have a similar chat after the Berlinale, the European film market, because I'm really, really curious to check out if the experience of the online market would be different or better, probably, hopefully. Also because I think that, you know, German people, when they want, they're very creative and very productive at the same time. So they will come out with some very good ideas and way of use their new platforms. Well, thank you very much.
I think, Angelo, we will meet also before, because we have, let's remember, When East Meet West in Trieste at the end of January, and that is going to be online. So I think we're going to have a lot of meetings.
A lot of meetings, and we can and we can make a lot of comparison between, among, like, different experiences to see which was the best. Well, thank you very much, Navina Sato from the Sardinia Film Commission, for having been with us for
this chat. Thank you, Angelo.
And we're looking forward to do it again. I'm Angelo Acerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.